Some people in Minden say they've observed a high rate of cancer among their loved ones and neighbors, although the official cancer registry maintained by the state of West Virginia doesn't back up their claims. As Kara Lofton reports, community members in Minden have been compiling their own unofficial database that may paint a different picture.
In the community of Minden, West Virginia, where about 250 people live today, lifelong resident Annetta Kaufman stands and points to each home along the small two-lane road.
The man that lived there, he died of cancer. And then the little blue house that's there, it's just an old house, little shop now, but that man died of leukemia. The orange house, that there were the Brellahans, both of them died of cancer. And then Tom Brown moved in. He lived in Minden his whole life, but he bought that house and he died of cancer shortly after moving in there. He died.
Kaufman believes that PCB contamination is causing cancer cluster in Minden. Polychlorinated biphenyl, more commonly known as PCB, is a toxic chemical manufactured from the late 1920s to 1970s in hundreds of industrial and commercial applications. A cancer cluster is a high number of cancer cases in a particular population over a brief period of time. But despite Minden being identified by the EPA as a location contaminated by PCBs, cancer clusters are really hard to prove. Sarah Knox is a professor of epidemiology at WVU, specializing in cancer.
Cancer is has multi-factor etiology.
Meaning there are many, many things, including diet, exercise, smoking, obesity, diabetes, genetics, lifestyle, and yes, environmental contaminants that contribute to whether or not a person gets cancer. Many of these factors, including cancer rates, are elevated in the Appalachian region.
And you find cancer health disparities in Appalachia and between Appalachian states and non-Appalachian states, and even within states between Appalachian counties and non-Appalachian counties. So you find cancer clusters by looking for them.
Like the rest of West Virginia, Minden struggles with high levels of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and hypertension, all factors that could contribute to cancer. Fayette County, where Minden is located, also struggles with high unemployment and poverty. While poverty in and of itself isn't a risk factor for cancer, poverty is associated with behaviors that put one at risk for cancer, such as smoking and obesity. Additionally, poverty is associated with being medically underserved or having less access to care, meaning if you are poor and get cancer, you're more likely to die from it. It's tough to know exactly where Minden stands economically. The U.S. Census doesn't have income or poverty information for this particular community. About 20% of the people who live in Fayette County, where Minden is located, are living in poverty, compared to 12.7% nationally, according to the census. Cancer rates in Fayette County are high, but close to the state average of about 469 cases per 100,000 residents, compared to a national incidence of 439. Residents in Minden, though, say their cancer incidence rates are four times that amount. They point to an unofficial list that residents have compiled of cancer deaths. From 1983 to 2004, about 152 people have died from cancer in this tiny community. Because historical population data is lacking in Minden, it's impossible to say whether this translates to an elevated rate of cancer, but it certainly feels that way to residents. Dr. Ayn Amjad's father was an oncologist who served the community of Minden. He died suddenly in 2017, and she talks about his work.
He was seeing a large amount of people who had, yes, cancer coming from Minden, a lot of lymphomas, a blood disorder type cancers, and he thought it has to be related to the environment because it was a small group of people who lived in a small, tiny town that were coming in. And so he was convinced that there was some relationship.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, further research is needed to determine if there are adverse human health effects to low-level environmental exposure to PCBs. But in animal studies, PCB exposure can cause a whole host of issues, including death, body weight loss, cancer, fatty liver, neurotoxicity, and thyroid hormone level alterations. Here's cancer researcher Sarah Knox.
So because there are different physiological processes involved in cancer and different factors that affect these things, you have to really do a strict methodological study over a period of time to try and figure out what differentiates the clusters from the non-clusters and to see whether or not the clusters are just chance, which they can be.
And finding funding to study cancer in Minden is almost impossible. Cancer research funds tend to go to bigger projects with broader impact on more people. Knox says in order to substantiate the Minden community's claim, they would need to find federal research funds. It's way too expensive for the state to take on. And until that happens, if ever, it's just citizens saying, please pay attention. Something abnormal is happening here. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Kara Lofton.
After Kara filed that story about Minden, resident Annetta Kaufman sent us a list of an additional 89 names of people in Minden who have had cancer or died of cancer. That brings the total number of names we have received so far of cancer cases in this small community of about 250 people to at least 241 people. Kara reported on that story as part of Appalachia Health News, a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, with support from WVU Medicine, Charleston Area Medical Center, and Marshall Health. You're listening to Inside Appalachia.